Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 127. Don't pay attention to us. We're
Mormon.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Belowonic.
I'm Segnamont.
This is not tickling me.
That was a punch, not a tickle.
Is that what that was?
Oh. But anyway, Segnamont's back. She's feeling better after that whole Moose-like Welker incident.
What?
Bringing it old school.
He keeps on every week, every, you know, last week us not doing the show because of the snow was because of Moose Like Welker. No matter what, it has to do with that song.
I mean, yeah. It was really bad.
No, it was actually pretty good. Did you hear LAMFO did a new one?
No.
Shut
no.
up.
No.
They actually did, you know, like Sexy and I Know It. It's Patriots and I Know It.
Yeah, I saw. I heard that one. They played it on,
Yeah, the radio's been playing
that
it constantly.
I thought you were talking about...
Whatever radio station it is.
I thought you were talking about the one that Sangamon's roommate likes to sing every time she falls over.
No.
Every day I'm stumbling.
Shh. Hey, don't talk about her.
Listen, that's a good song too. But no, they're sitting there and it's like, check out the mustache, and they show Welker. It's like, get grunked. It's hilarious.
I'm scared.
Shut up, Blue! Shut up!
Oh, okay.
Well, since we're on the subject of sports...
Sports.
Oh, wow. I didn't do that segue.
Segway!
No.
Really? All I think is the little motorized stupid scooters.
I know.
I've ridden one of those.
Segway cop, Segway cop.
All I want to do
man
is...
The man of blue is too lazy to walk.
I'll kill you. Yeah, I was lazy to walk.
Okay, wait. I need to tell
you. 10 miles
story.
A day.
All right. So that movie was filmed at Burlington Mall. Somebody used to work at the Burlington Mall... As a mall cop, and for some reason...
Sorry, not you. Not
White.
You in general. This guy right here, and this guy right here.
So we probably should do it in both directions.
And me and my friend, we went up to the mall one day, and he was there, and we saw him, and we had to yell, "Hey, Paul Blart!" Three other mall security guys turned around, but he didn't, because he recognized the voice. But it's kind of funny when three people turn around.
I hate Kevin James so much.
Him and that zookeeper.
Screw that guy.
Is TGI Fridays as good as they say it is?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Man. Alright, let's go. Come on, sports.
Alright, sports. Yes.
Sports!
Alright, everybody. So, as we sit here right this moment, we're getting ready for the Super Bowl tomorrow. And, yes, actually, last week on our show, we made predictions.
Yes. She didn't get to make her prediction, though.
What, for the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I think it's obvious.
Yeah, she's a Giants fan.
Bum, bum, bum!
I was kidding you! Yeah, the Pats are going to win. Cause
she wants to make sweet monkey love to Eli Manning while Peyton
she's
watches.
She's
going to
stab you in the jugular with that Coca-Cola. I would love to see that, though.
I would.
That'd be impressive.
See, they want to watch Make Sweet Monkey Love with Eli.
No. I'm saying kill you with the Coca-Cola. She can figure a lot of way. Anyway.
I'm kidding. I love you.
But yes, the Patriots,
are going to the Super Bowl, which we're very happy about.
Unless you are from, you know, a New York Giants.
Unless you're a Giants fan, in which case, please still listen to our show.
Actually, unless you work for the New York Giants, and you've already started selling your Super Bowl champion memorabilia last night accidentally.
Oh my, I can't believe they did that.
Oh, it wasn't an accident.
Can you say ego problem?
Somebody's riding the white pony already.
Now, what's this thing I'm hearing about the Buffalo being all riled up by a misquote that Tom Brady said?
Which misquote?
Tom Brady was talking about how his parents would drive up to all his games back when he was in college. Even though he was all the way in Michigan, they would drive all the way to Los Angeles and all the other places. And then he said they even went up to Buffalo. And as you know, Buffalo hotels aren't as good as some people may think, and then that just got blown out of proportion.
Well, I haven't been to Buffalo, but I just think because of the concept now, especially if you're a person, like a professional athlete of the different team, and if you're going to stay at somebody else's, you know, setup, yeah, they're probably not going to give you as much, as well of, you know, treatment as they possibly can, especially Tom Brady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things being said and they're getting tossed around stupidly.
Misquotes being blown out of proportion.
Of course. But it happens. Now, our buddy Gronk got out of his boot the other day. Yeah. He actually practiced with the team.
Yeah.
And how's he feeling?
He's feeling Gronktastic. And there's a picture of him at a practice. And he looked. There was a Giants helmet laying on the ground because a player forgot. He walked over, Gronk smash, and shattered it. That'd be amazing if that really happened. He turned green or blue.
You'll see him this May coming up in a movie, The Avengers. I'm sure you've all heard of it.
Yes. Yes.
Replacing the old Hulk again
for the third time.
This one, Lou Ferrigno approved of.
I know he's doing the voice.
I know. Yes. Well, he's been doing the voice for the last three, but
like more happy about it. Of course, he was in the last one, so.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't the one before that, too.
Yes.
He was, like, one of the security guards or something like that.
Tom Stanley.
He ripped through the friggin' thing. He went, oh, crap! We've got him again! Run away!
But I think our team would be fine. Now, I was asked the other day to pick two guys who could be unsung heroes for the Patriots in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I've picked my two, and I told them, and I'm going to share with our viewers. Chad Ochocinco.
Really?
Yup.
Really? Less than a year ago, we were bashing the bastard. So why now?
Look, he's shown us glimmers of hope, but they haven't used him much.
Wait, Chad is still with us? I didn't know that.
Well, he didn't play the last game because, unfortunately, his father passed away.
Oh.
And he had to fly down for his father's funeral.
Ooh.
But,
that sucks.
No teams know how to prepare for how Chad works with our team. He goes out there for a play or two, make a catch, has a touchdown. So they don't know how to prepare for how he works with us. And I think this is the one reason why we have him. Nobody knows what to expect.
He's a wild card.
And he can stretch that defense. He's still fast enough. And Brady's got that arm that if they get working together, it's just like hearing one thing that we used to hear back in the day. Brady to Moss. Brady to Moss. Now it's Brady to Ochocinco.
Yeah,
he needs to change his name back to Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah.
We, granted, we all used to giggle like little kids.
Ochocinco.
No, actually, when they said, you know, Johnson.
But yeah, Brady to Johnson. Brady to Johnson.
It's still funny, but
you see, if Teg was here, he would explain much better.
Yes.
Why? What's... You know, never mind.
He can articulate it better.
Well, his favorite word, basically.
Yeah.
And my other player that you need to watch, Matthew Slater.
For some reason, every time you say Slater, all I can think of is Saved by the Bell.
No.
Wow. Matthew Slater is a captain of our special teams. If he plays well and the defense plays well, I mean, the special teams plays around him, it helps us out. That's it. It's a big thing. And his daddy's a Hall of Famer. You gotta remember that. His daddy was Jackie Slater.
Okay.
And the duck is, who the fuck is Jackie
Slater? Exactly.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Which doesn't tell me much.
He's a player that made it into the Hall of Fame.
I know that, but what?
You have a fancy little computer in front. Look it up.
Well, then explain to the people who don't know who Jackie Slater was.
Really?
Yes.
We have 100 trillion things to do in sports, and now you're going to make me explain about a player that's in the Hall of Fame now.
Yes.
Do it, bitch.
Well, do it, you won't.
Jackie Slater played way back in the day, of
back
course.
Back in the NOM.
Back in the NOM, really?
Back in the NOM.
Is that how you're going to put it?
I'm going to put it back in the NOM.
Okay, the first thing that came up for Jackie Slater was the character from Last Action Hero, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How'd you type it? J-A-C-K-I-E.
Yeah.
He was an offensive tackle, third round by the Los Angeles Rams, and he retired back in 95 from the St. Louis Rams. He played his entire career with the Rams, 7-time Pro Bowler. He won Man of the Year. His number's retired.
Okay.
And it's huge. He was a good player. His son, he's a lot faster and smaller than Daddy. Daddy was a lineman.
Daddy was, damn, that's a huge bitch. Or he was a Coke machine. There's always that.
Yes. But...
and she's not Philip. She caresses the Coke bottle.
I love you, Coca-Cola. I love you.
Product placement.
Please don't sue us, Coca-Cola.
Why would they sue us?
I don't know.
It's free advertisement. They should give us free products.
But like their biggest consumer since a long time ago.
Yeah.
She drinks more Coca-Cola than the average sports arena.
Well, technically, your mom might have been drinking Coca-Cola while you were in her belly. What? Ergo, you might have been drinking it before you were even born.
Okay, back to sports.
So, right. Please finish the sports.
Okay, thank you. Because, you know, he's going into weird territory about Coca-Cola. I also say, you know, like I said, Matthew Slater. He's going to be a huge factor in this game as well.
Now, who do you think is going to be the MVP of the Super Bowl?
Me.
I can honestly say probably Tom Brady, or Tom Brady.
No.
Or Gronkowski.
Or Hernandez.
Hernandez?
Hernandez.
Oh, Hernandez.
You know what? I'm going to say fuck you to all of you. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. That defensive front line has trouble stopping the run, and I think he can run all over them. If, you know, our offense does what we can do, and, you know, he runs like he can.
Mm-hmm.
He could easily run for 200 yards.
Nice.
And he'll get the MVP.
Okay. Yeah. Do you ever say this, Senyama?
No. No, she doesn't.
Come on.
No.
Damn you. I told her to say Bill Belichick. That would have been funny.
But how would he be an MVP? Because he's coach.
That's why it's funny.
I'm not so stupid. I know who their coach is.
I know. I wasn't saying.
See, you should have tried that with me. I'm blonde.
I wanted you to say it because it was funny.
Please continue sports.
Amateurs. You see what I'm stuck working with, people?
Yeah.
Boo freaking who?
Yeah. Go back to, you know, making out with that Mexican donkey.
Donkey?
Oh, what's her name?
Your sister.
Oh. Oh. That's how you do get killed, though. I will kill you for that one.
Oh. After the show, the main event will be Anvil versus the King.
And I'll just bash him in the head with a steel chair because he didn't know it was pro wrestling, not MMA.
And I take one of those very fancy butcher knives and drive it through your throat.
After the show...
I would still win by disqualification.
Hey, you can win in the grave.
Then we'll just be calling you the usurper from now on. Because you killed the king. Oh. Please finish sports.
She's asking nicely. Now do it.
Pitchers and catchers are report to spring training within the next couple of weeks. It's almost time for baseball again. And that way we can hopefully get over that horrible September collapse that we had last year that kept us one game out of the playoffs. And of course, ended Terry Francona and Theo Epstein's time in Boston.
Yep.
Along with that, last weekend we went to Plymouth, Massachusetts to the Cage Titans awesome event, and did not fail at all. They gave us probably one of the best shows I think I've seen this year.
It's the only show we've seen so far this year.
Shut up!
That's a New Year's joke.
Ha! Because it's only February.
Cage Titans Invasion. Great event. Great time. I love the venue.
Memorial Hall.
Yes.
But awesome. I love that venue. Plymouth Memorial Hall is a great venue. It kind of gives you the outlook of the old Gladiator days. You know, we got to run into the B3's Pro Fighter of the Year, Nick Newell.
Yeah.
Along with that, everybody from Get Punched. What's up, guys? And our boys from TPS were down there hanging out. It was expected to go one way, but Matt Daugherty will now be fighting...
What?
Dun, dun, dun.
Matt Daugherty will now be fighting Kurt Chase Patrick.
Yeah, really? That's what it was. Kurt Chase Patrick.
Da, 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 da.
When did you start calling my sports? Back off.
When I've had it in my notes.
Well, back off.
But yeah, that looks like an awesome fight.
He holds the notes away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He always does that. Which
is getting annoyed now.
Which is funny because of the main card had almost all the title fights and whatnot switch hands.
There were three title fights.
Yep.
Well, actually, no. It wound up only being two.
Well, I said almost all because the first two with Bobby Flynn versus Peter Barrett, that one ended within the first 22 seconds. I'm sorry, Peter.
And it didn't switch hands because there was a vacated title.
Okay, well, sorry. But well, anyways, Kurt Chase Patrick came out and went up against Rico
DeShulo.
DeShulo? Is that how you say it? In the 135 amateur title. And it was a damn good match and whatnot with them,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then our friend Jimmy Davidson was supposed to be fighting for the pro title, but unfortunately his opponent suffered a last-second injury, and a fight almost didn't happen for Jimmy, but they got Barrington Douse to get in there, and, it was a decent fight.
I mean, he wasn't prepared for it. You could tell. As soon as he walked into that ring, he was like, you could tell by the gaze in his eye,
he's like, what am I doing here again? Damn.
Well,
damn.
From the story that's been put out there, Barrington was actually in the drive-thru of McDonald's, and he ordered food when he got the phone call to come take it, and he threw out his food and headed in to weigh in. I'm sorry, but I probably would have kept the cheeseburger in the car.
Especially after.
Yeah. Comfort food.
I don't know if I'd call McDonald's cheeseburger comfort food. Considering when you're rocking the toilet that night, that's very uncomfortable.
Oh, but we want to, send out a thing for Mike Pulver.
Yes, Pulver? Michael Pulver.
Pulver, there you go. To say that he ran an awesome show and whatnot. I mean, we got to hang out with him and, back at our press event and whatnot. And he got to wrestle with Doug and
kick his ass.
Submit him.
Okay.
I mean, Anvil.
Whatever. They all know my name.
They know our freaking names now. They don't. Sucks.
There was one fight that I did see that I would like to mention. That was Sloppy Joe versus Sean Baker.
Yeah, Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe actually won by a sloppy guillotine in the first round.
I knew there was a guillotine in there somewhere. Anyway.
I would really love to see Sloppy Joe get a shot at the middleweight title. Because, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen him twice and he's won both fights.
That's a scary man.
Yes.
But he's awesome, so you know what? Hopefully we see Sloppy Joe.
You were the first one to meet him out of the cage.
Yes.
I think you were the only one to meet him out of the cage.
You were.
Is he that not liked?
No.
He gave you a big smile.
Hell, I think if we all knew that, we would have gone over and like, yeah!
Well, me and him were actually talking before he went into the cage, too, which was, kind of cool. He's a good guy. And I went over, because he made the comment, he's like, about how he says he doesn't have a ground game. And he's like, what was that? Jiu-jitsu? So he came out and gave me a hug. And I'm like, oh, man, you got to teach me some of those moves. What are they called? And he started laughing. So, come on, Michael. Hook him up with a title fight. That'd be really awesome to see at the next event. So now we can move on.
To movies?
Yeah.
All right. So this weekend, a new film opened up called Chronicle, which follows three teenage kids who gained superpowers by some very weird purple glowing rock.
It was blue.
It was blue, then it was green. Then it was blue, and then it was red.
I never saw purple.
And it was veiny.
Yeah, there
color
was some,
aside.
There was some weird veins were coming from it, too, yeah.
It was like varicose
big
veins.
Big crystally rock in the ground that they find in a tunnel and gives them superpowers.
So it's Andrew, his cousin Matt, and Steve, the guy running for class
Steve.
President.
Steve! Whenever, vote for Steve!
Whenever I think his name, my like mind does this.
Hey, it's Steve!
Yeah. I swear, every time I see a Steve now, I'm just going to start laughing.
Steve!
But yeah.
Well, what did you say, have to say about this movie?
Okay, first of all, I think the way that it was filmed was awesome, because I'm really not a fan of like shaky cam. Like, things like...
What are you talking about?
Like, Blair Witch and Cloverfield. Like, they tried it, but I feel like this did it so much
better. You ever watch some of those movies and kind of get nauseous while watching it?
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't get that with this. Like, yeah, it was all handycam, like... And you could tell exactly which camera that every single shot was from, too. I really liked that. Like, when, like, the fights started happening and, like, all of the cameras that were floating around. And then, like, the police cams and, like, security cams showing up just as they were moving throughout the city. It was awesome.
That girl's blog cam.
Yeah, like, all of it. And so the way it was filmed by itself is awesome. And then the whole plot, like...
You have to feel bad for Andrew. Because he lived in a very terrible life.
Well, we don't want to give away too much, but whatever.
Well, right. We can give away a plot, you know, more or less.
Yeah.
Wow, what else?
But,
No, but in the plot sense, you know,
yes.
of the movie.
I'm glad that I was afraid that it was just going to turn into some, like, aliens or government conspiracy, mutation, whatever type thing. But
really,
they didn't touch on it, and... The most I could tell was like a willpower focusing type thing, so I really like it.
Especially with Andrew. I don't want to give too much away, but I don't know if you've ever seen a movie called Akira.
No.
A Japanese anime. He kind of turned into like the Tetsuo character from Akira in some cases. Or if you want a better analogy, Magneto.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering why he was the one who got the most out of it, because he wasn't really standing next to
him. Yeah, he was the furthest away.
He was
the
one Steve was like, ugh! He was like massaging it. It's like, whoa, dude, calm down. It's a rock, and it's glowing.
Perhaps
stay away.
Perhaps it might have been the first camera. The electronics?
Well, maybe. I mean,
could have been
because
an electrical current.
It was pulsing, I guess, and it was messing with the camera. But going from when they were in the hole... to backyard playing with a baseball, it kind of was like,
yeah,
what the heck?
Like, they couldn't do anything. All of a sudden, he was just like, well, it's stopped there now. Check me out. He was like, no big deal.
But it was funny when he was, like, throwing the ball. He threw the ball. He's like, all right, this is going to be right at you. And he throws the ball, and it comes, like, in a big curve and hits him right in the side of the head. He's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. What are you doing? Get away from me, you know? But, it was one of those funny things with the interaction of the characters. Like, there was... You know, you had the really popular kid, then the, you know, semi-popular kid and whatnot, the one that wasn't, and then the one that was...
The loner.
Just the loner that kid bullied and whatnot, and he was just being tagged and dragged along for the ride and whatnot, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Did anybody else want to get up and punch the father in the face during the movie?
Oh my god,
yes.
Every time I saw his face, I'm like, bitch.
I was just hoping that the father was gonna die. As soon as the thing with the spider, I was hoping, you know, that was like practice.
Yeah, that was kind of cool to watch it. It's like,
Yeah, and so at the end, and the catch, and I was just like, oh.
Aww,
and I was just like, no, you don't need to. There's.
He's a douche.
Finds his son in the hospital, starts yelling at him because it's all his fault. Like, what?
It's like, I was out looking for you, your mom died? It's your fault.
That's what it was. We were actually, Anvil and I were watching Criminal Minds yesterday. And
Suspect Behavior, the
and
spinoff.
The spinoff one. And one of the main characters in there, he's actually, I think it's Michael Kelly. That's the guy who played the father, remember?
Yeah!
That is the guy who played the
I knew I was scared you!
But he had, like, the beard going on and stuff like that.
I was trying to figure out where I knew him.
But that's the fun part about doing this, you know, being able to, you know, watch the movies and shows and stuff like that, and being able to interconnect what, you know, the actors, how they've, like, you know, kind of gone through.
We've actually never seen that show before. And we were watching Netflix Born, and we put it on, and the very next day we're seeing him in a movie.
It was something about, like, this, you know, it was, like, one of the first episodes, and they're, like, getting, you know, this guy grabbing kids or something like that.
He was just little girls.
This guy has like beaten the shit out of like rapist and whatever, and yeah, he was just like the. So I was just like, yes, he's perfect. He's the asshole father. But yeah. Apparently he's like a firefighter who got injured and he's like collecting disability and
drunk.
The mom is like, I can't really tell. Do you know what she had?
I think it might have been pneumonia.
She had a respiratory problem.
Yeah.
And she was in a lot of pain, so it might have been cancer.
It could have been cancer, something along those lines, but they never said.
Yeah, but they actually said that her medicine was $750 with the copay.
And didn't have, so that means like they didn't have insurance to be able to provide any assistance.
That was the copay, was the $750.
Jesus.
That just means it was that expensive. So it had to have been cancer medicine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
That sucks.
So needless to say, this poor kid has a real rough life.
Yeah, I understand why. He's a drunk that beats him and boom.
Yeah, but you know, you can, for all those kids that are like the loners and have gotten picked on and know what it's like, it's like you can really feel like how, it's like when he got to the point where he's like, okay, I think that's the thing with me. I became an alpha of like the two out of the three. No, like the one out of the three where he got the most power out of it for some reason because he was able to manipulate everything. Like when they started playing with the Legos, I thought that was a pretty cool scene though. Where like he's playing with the Legos, he's like, yeah, why don't you put them together? And he's just like, I can't do it. And he's got them like floating in his hand and he just almost got it and he's like, ah, screw it. And then he comes over and he just builds up a whole little, you know, the tower from
Space Needle.
Yeah, the Space Needle from Seattle. It's
I was really impressed. I'm like,
I was like, that's good.
I can't build that without magic power. Shit. I used to build giant castles and smash them.
Good for you.
Don't mock me.
I'm not.
You should have seen how big my castles were.
Yes, he was building giant models of Matt Castle.
Actually, no, I was trying to hide my kid brother, so I built castles around him.
Alright, so...
He's like, wow!
Ratings for this movie.
Potato?
Okay, out of 5, I would give this movie a 3.9. I have to say that at least fairly a 3.9... I mean, in the way that they went with the movie, I felt like they could have been so much more with it. Mm-hmm. But it was a cool little, like, you know, comedy kind of, you know, seriousness to it because of the fact that you had the kids when they were messing around, and then it got to the serious parts when, you know, Andrew started doing bad things, more or less, because of the fact that he's the way he was treated, basically... transpired onto him, and it just kind of went along. But I did like the whole concept of when they it's in the commercial. But if you haven't seen the commercial, there's this whole part where the lady leaves her car, walks away, and he moves the car over onto the other side of the side of the parking lot, and the lady comes back thinking she's like, oh my god. She thought somebody stole her car, and then all you hear is him and the black guy did it. So. But for the most part, yeah, like that was their joke.
No, don't pay attention to us.
Yes, we're Mormons.
One of my favorite lines, though.
I'll give it a 3.8. It was a good movie. I, you know, enjoyed it. It didn't bore me completely. But there were scenes that really didn't need to be in the movie either. Like, you know, the one scene that you're just sitting there talking to the camera, he's perfectly fine, and then he's like, it's like, really, dude? You just, like, completely changed your mind to smash the car.
Well, no. I felt like that was a big...
Yeah, but they could have went about it differently, though.
Okay.
Because he's listening, they're perfectly talking, and then... It's like, you could have transitioned to that so much better.
And just a couple of scenes where he's just sitting by himself, eating a sandwich, watching the cheerleaders practice, that really was unnecessary.
No, I mean, I'm not complaining. Well...
Say that they added a couple more of the scenes where they use the leaf blower on the Girl Scouts.
I'm sorry, but that didn't do... Yeah, I wasn't impressed by that scene either.
I was impressed by the flying, though.
Yes, the flying was great.
Was amazing.
Yes.
Same the fight sequence while flying was awesome, too.
Okay. I'd say it's a 4.2 because I really liked it. I liked the way it was filmed, and I liked a lot of... I really liked the actors. All of them were pretty much unknowns. Like, the three main guys, I haven't really seen them in much before, and I thought they all did really good jobs, and I thought the story was original.
Yeah. To a point.
In a year of sequels and trilogies and God knows what else. Like,
I'm just kidding.
And, like, granted, I'm excited for those, too, but I really like having something new to see. So,
I mean, at least if you're going to make a, you know, a remake, go to a movie that was made, like, in the 1920s where nobody's really alive that ever even knew what it was.
Right. And I'll give this movie a 3.5 out of 5. It was enjoyable. There were some dry moments of it. While you were talking about the Lego moments, I kind of could tell too much that it was CGI, not real.
Well, the baseball moment was a CGI moment and whatnot.
But they did a good job with that part.
Yeah, but it's so hard doing Legos, you know, and making it look real because of the brightness of the colors.
That, the car smashing, you know, just, or even moving the car around and whatnot.
And the talent show.
The talent show, yeah.
Actually, I saw behind the scenes on how they did that car part where it moved. All they did was actually take a tow truck's cable, attach it to the back, and actually have it dragged by a tow truck.
Yeah, and then they just were able to, you know, visually, you know, cut out stuff and do whatever else they needed to.
If you remember, the cables are a dark gray as it is, so they lighten what the ground looked like, so you just couldn't see it pulling.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm like, I was watching it in the behind the scenes, I'm like, no way! And you see the tow truck in the background. It's like some greasy-looking bum.
Yep. So, yeah, it was a good movie. There weren't many movies that opened up this weekend. There was this one and The Woman in Black, but someone here didn't want to see it.
Right here.
But for the most part, no, it's altogether is a good movie. I mean, you know, to go and sit there and watch it, go for it.
Yeah.
It's not. We're not downing it because we haven't given it like a 5, but go and see it. You might like it.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was another movie that Senyamont got to see, the new Underworld Awakening.
Yeah, Underworld.
Okay, hold on. Because of the fact that I love this series, but I haven't been able to see it, but the whole thing that really pissed me off was they gave you the first movie, they gave you the second movie.
They gave you the prequel.
They gave you the sequel. Which made no freaking sense.
I loved the prequel.
No. I love that, but in the order that the timeline was.
Oh, whatever. I'm
it kind of messed with me because I was just
I'm fine with having a prequel before a sequel.
I wish they would have done the prequel in just the series that as is, but...
Well, that was like a contingency, like if the series does well, then we'll do this.
Yeah.
Yes.
But for the most part... What is it that is kind of... I don't know, I'm getting this vibe off of you that this new one was...
There's a lot of things that I had wrong, there's big problems with.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
The guy that plays Michael is not in this film.
Oh,
however...
That was going to be my first question.
They use a stand-in instead. Oh. As in, you see him twice. In the first scene, he's on, like, in the distance, kind of, and they're, like, running and stuff, and so, like, it looks kind of like him, but if you know, are paying any sort of attention, you're like, wow, that's definitely not him, like, at all. Then they just, like, gave him really long hair to cover up his face, and then in the second time you see him, like, it's definitely, like, it's up close, you see him, and it's just like, wow, that is not him. And to see Celine there sitting, be like, oh, Michael, I'm like, you're, like, super smart and all, but you can't see that that's not your boyfriend? Okay. And then...
That's not... Michael, what the hell?
And
I'm
so,
over here!
And so that was just my problems with the first 5 minutes. Because that's when that happens. My next problem was the changes that they made to, like... The characters, like, Celine's character changes a lot. She's so much more vicious in this one. And, like, cool, like, action scenes ensued because of it, but, like, in the first two movies, maybe I'm just wrong, but, like, she never, like, gross negligently killed humans, really.
She was more mellow and whatnot, right?
Yeah,
right.
In this one, she's just like, hey, I have to escape from this place. I'm gonna kill 20 humans in, like, 5 seconds. Watch this, guys. And just does it. Like, boop! Like, not even batting an eye.
Is this because of, like, the whole thing with what's-her-name from Resident Evil has been, like...
Mila Jovovich?
Yeah, Mila Jovovich been killing zombies like nothing. Are they trying to compare with that now?
The way this was filmed, like, they're way more heavy on the action, and the story really suffered for it.
Alright, mm-hmm. So how about when they did the, you know, the werewolves this time. How did you feel that they did on that?
The lichens. Oh, no.
That's not a good sign.
Okay, so this
shit.
Is...
Shit, I'm just going to leave now.
So the basis of the story, right? 12 years in the future, humans have discovered vampires and werewolves, and so they've been hunting them into almost extinction. There's, like, blood tests to test if you are so that they can find you. And so all the lichens are now living in the sewers, and they're, really, like, sad, diminished creatures. So when you see them the first time... They're not this, like, awesome werewolf, like, raw that you used to see. Like, but, like, the scraggly... You remember that werewolf they used in Harry Potter number 3?
Yes.
Yeah, this looks like that.
Oh.
Except there's two types. There's one that looks like that, and then there's the super lichen.
I think I saw that in the commercial, and I was kind of like, damn, that's a huge bitch. It was like, it's all big.
And it's like, ugh, as big as this room.
Yes.
So those are the lichens you get. You get skinny...
Because
you get, like, third world country lichens, or you get, like, Hulk-sized lichen.
So basically you get Starvin' Marvin and Jabba the Hutt.
Yes.
Jesus. Well, would you account that as the size of, from the second movie, you know how there was the other?
Well, it's like genetic mutation that they chose to make
them. Oh, really okay, big. So they made them bigger that way.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so it's not by natural selection.
No. It's drugs.
This is just hard.
Using... of the child thing.
The child thing?
Yeah, the little girl that they're all protecting and fighting over, right?
Oh, her.
She's my other big problem with this movie.
Mm. Okay, now the little girl comes out of left field. Where? Where did she come from?
Jesus.
What little girl?
Where did she come from? Where did she go?
The daughter of Celine and Michael.
Oh!
She's a hybrid, like Michael.
I'm gonna have an aneurysm. No way.
Yeah. Because I remember watching, you know, the super long get it on scene in Underworld 2. I'm like, wow, she's gonna have a baby because of this. And lo and behold, the sequel comes along and be like, oh, this is your daughter. And they have this really funny thing where whenever her daughter and her are nearby, they can see out of each other's eyes so that they can find each other.
What?
Yeah, that was weird.
That's weird.
How does that even work?
And also, when the little girl transforms, because, you know, she's supposed to be...
Okay, so she's going to be half vampire, half lichen.
No, half vampire, half hybrid, because that's what her parents...
Oh, right, because he was a hybrid, so that makes...
Okay, so you know how he turned into, like, hairless Smurf Wonder? Yeah, you guys ever see The Ring?
Yes.
Yeah, she turns into that.
She turns into, like Bulma from friggin' Fear? Holy crap! Ugh.
She turns, like, ghost white, really dark lips and eyes, gets big old fangs and big old claws. And
as long as she doesn't have a predator
the
face,
big
okay.
Big black hair over the. And then she's just like, rah! Like, whoa.
Kill it! Kill it!
Kill it with fire! Yeah. And so, yeah.
Yikes.
I really wish I hadn't seen this film, so I could have left Underworld the nice little set of three that it was.
Well, what you can do is you could, you know, have the series, right? But just exclude that one. It's kind of like how Saw is. You exclude it all
together. Like, I have the nice little trilogy collection of DVDs in my house, and this is never joining those. Never.
Never.
Wait. Let's all take a vote. Does this movie no longer cease to exist? Raise your hand.
I guess not.
All right, this movie never happened.
I'll go see it anyways because I have no life.
So, what do you rate this movie that no longer exists?
Wow.
It doesn't deserve a rating.
That's a -0.
That is a -0 in our book.
A -0?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, don't go see Underworld. Save your money. Go see Chronicle.
Or, if you really want to suffer, instead of seeing the movie... Walk up to the nearest martial arts center and have them kick you square in the face.
Yeah, that works, too.
It might be less painful.
So I have a quick movie, oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, Lord, no.
Quick, oh, for fuck's sake.
Wait. Was this like the oh, for fuck's sake from last week?
No.
Oh, okay.
So the Oscars were announced. And lo and behold, but what gets shafted greatly but Drive?
Yeah. I loved Drive.
Drive is a very good movie. It's like an artistic,
beautiful.
You know, style-based movie.
Yeah. It's like if you took an independent arts film and you mixed it with, like,
Crank.
Fast and Furious or Crank or something. Yes! And I'm just like, yes! Do this!
Yes!
Do more of this!
I remember, you and I went and saw that. It was like, okay, so you're catching up on the lives of these characters, and all of a sudden it comes at one point where your jaw
and
just
And then all drops. Of a sudden, the head is just shotgunned away, and you're just like, whoa!
So the room was apparently white. It's the usual bathroom white. And then it was red. Let's just put it that way.
I mean, yes. It's really a shame to waste Christina Hendricks, but damn.
Yes.
I love Christina Hendricks.
I know.
Giggity.
For so reason one and reason two.
Yes.
Hey, reason three ain't too bad either.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
My reason four is.
Oh, yeah.
So Drive got totally disrespected by the Oscars. First of all, no Best Picture nod. Even though only 9 out of the possible 10 you can choose from were nominated. You know what was nominated? Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Okay, which has been getting really bad reviews.
But that's because of the fact that it's 9/11.
Yep.
And it's 9/11. It's not going to win. No, don't you dare turn that into Broadway.
You do
it. We will curbstone you. Okay. But next, what's on the list?
Albert Brooks gets the shaft. In the Best Supporting Actor category. You know who they nominated in instead?
Who?
Jonah fucking Hill from Moneyball.
Anvil, you want to say anything about that? Because of the fact that it was a sports movie. Okay.
Alright, so just a finger.
Just a middle finger.
You know, Jonah Hill's now going, oh, I'm no longer doing comedies anymore. Now that I'm nominated for an Oscar, I'm just going to do dramas.
Well, this cartoon epically failed, so whatever.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
You should go be fat again.
Wait. He looks like he might be funny in 21 Jump Street.
Maybe. Possibly.
But he couldn't do that as a fat kid.
No.
He
could.
No.
I could do it.
No Best Adapted Screenplay and...
Dude, he probably weighed more than I do. And he's about 9 to 10 inches shorter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyways.
Ryan Gosling didn't get nominated. You know, Hendricks didn't get nominated. What was her name? The one who played the...
Blonde chick.
Yeah, the blonde girl. She wasn't nominated. She was really good. You know what it got nominated for? Best Sound Editing.
I mean, I did love the music and everything, how it was in that movie. Mm-hmm. But that was like the icing on the cake. And the cake was delicious.
Yes.
That I love song, delicious cake.
That song, A Real Hero.
Oh my god. When that, in the elevator, when that just started and it's just like... Slow motion, like, oh, it's so beautiful.
And then he just curb stomps the guy.
It's just like...
Carrie Mulligan,
yeah.
Yes. She is beautiful.
Hey, and I don't want to call a mulligan on that one.
I still love the fact that Ron Perlman was in this.
Yeah. Everyone!
Clay Morrow!
There was just so much...
Oscar Isaac, he was playing, like, the husband that came out of jail.
Yeah.
Bryan Cranston.
Yes, Bryan Cranston.
You're in love with Bryan Cranston.
You love him.
He's an amazing actor.
You got excited when he was in Malcolm in the Middle and he was here in his underwear. Oh.
But I he actually, what it is, you know.
Breaking Bad.
Yes, Breaking Bad.
You see how he didn't deny it?
But Bryan Cranston, he kind of came out of left field. I didn't know he was actually in this movie until I saw him. I went, holy shit, it's him. But yeah, I mean, yeah, this was definitely one of those movies that.
Deserved it,
especially in the 2011.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we had too much really good stuff to...
No.
Nothing really stuck in my brain this year for
2011. It was Drive, The Artist...
That's on your book.
Dude.
Warrior.
It's a sign of Warrior.
Warrior was damn good. That was an awesome, you know, MMA movie, but it seemed like that it could have been one of those another straight-to-DVDs kind of thing. Right. Because that's how a lot of things have been going lately.
Nick Nolte actually got nominated for that movie.
Well,
at least he got that.
Yeah, he was good in it. I will admit that.
I will have to say, I almost cried because of the fact that he was, you know, doing the whole, what is it?
Moby Dick,
yeah. That he got so plastered that he was listening to the tapes and he was in the moment, basically. So.
And then at the end when they walk out together, yeah, I almost had tears.
I thought somebody was going to get arrested, but that was just me.
Yeah, I was waiting for that too, but no. Yeah. They walked out and they actually hugged each other like... Don't cry,
beautiful.
Don't cry.
But yeah, Oscars, you fucked up big time.
Well, they usually do.
They do. I mean, How do you explain Crash winning Best Picture that year?
Oh, man.
No. Sorry for my...
I've seen that movie way too many times now.
Wait, what?
I really have.
Crash.
Crash.
What was Crash?
It was, movie you don't want to see.
Crap. It's
crap.
It's...
The less you know, the better.
Yeah. I'll explain later.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
Answering my questions.
We'll explain later. So, why don't we move on to video games?
I know, because, you know, we're probably running out of time at this point.
No kidding.
So, a demo for a game that we've been waiting for has arrived. Twisted Metal.
The perfect Valentine's Day present.
Yes, because it comes out on February 14th.
And if you pre-order, you get a coupon for $10 off bouquet of flowers from flowers.com.
Hey, nothing says I love you like Twisted Metal.
And flowers.
Really?
Oh, yeah, flowers, yeah.
So...
Hey, the kind of girl I'm going to want to marry in video games will make her happy.
So, the demo had a single-player tutorial and challenge, online deathmatch and nuke modes. You can choose up to eight vehicles that are going to be featured in the final game. Just what they put into the demo, just so you can... You didn't just get a small morsel of a taste. You really just got a big mouthful of what to expect
from this. And the first a couple times you play it, you got your ass handed to you.
Actually, no. I actually won an online
battle. Shut up!
I won an online battle my first time.
I was only playing, like, the regular single player. I got my ass handed to me because I'm not used to the PlayStation 3 controller.
Which is why you should probably... He wants to mod a Xbox controller.
Get me one of those, you know, the old, you know, PS3 controllers. And, you know, a new Xbox 360 controllers, and I could fix them. What? Okay, I'll go get him.
Awesome.
The power of GameStop. Hey,
I saw the used items that you guys sell online. I definitely want to buy some.
The picture of the pizza.
Yeah. Well, I'm at work, I'm like...
I don't know what store did that, but it was hilarious.
Yeah, we all looked at him and was like, yo, let's go to GameStop, we're hungry.
My favorite part was like $14 for that slice. Did you see the price on the sticker?
No, we were just concentrating on pizza.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways.
Yeah. So the demo. And you mentioned this. There's just so much you can do in this game, which may have a little of an issue with the control aspect, because there's so many little weapons you can choose from.
There's a lot of you can do. It's like, you could keep cycling through the weapons. That's how many there are. It's ridiculous. You got, like, when you're Sweet Tooth, you can have, like, the guys hanging out the side of the vehicle firing, like, shotguns. And then you can drag him back in and a rocket pops out the side. Then you can fire the rocket off. Then you can drop that back inside. And then you got a wheelchair that's strapped with a rocket with a person and it's still in the thing. That you can either launch forward or drop back as a mine. It's pretty funny.
You know, when I played it at E3, that was the vehicle I chose simply because it was the Ghostbusters car. It was the Ghostbusters car.
But next to that, I look forward to this game even more, the full thing, because of the fact of watching a lot of the actual trailers and whatnot. There's a part where Sweet Tooth is going after...
Dollface.
I wanted to call her Baby Doll, but Dollface. And... All of a sudden, you know, Sweet Tooth ends up falling off the edge of the cliff and pops back up in a mech, you know, vehicle, which is, I was like, holy crap! And then when she falls off, it pops up in this massive mech, and you're just like, oh, crap. But that's the beauty of this game. They made it such a big, big-ass level now. Like, back in the day, it felt like it was more compact and, like, but with Twisted Metal. But this one is, like, massive.
And I'm really looking forward to the story aspect of this game because I am eager to know what was it that made Sweet Tooth who he is? What was it that made his, like, screws loose?
Everything?
Yeah, probably everything.
Do you know him?
No.
Oh, and that doesn't help.
So
I thought we explained it for a second.
I'll honestly say that this is going to be one Valentine's Day I cannot wait for.
Yeah. For once.
For once, yes.
I just wish I had a PS3. Somebody buy me a PS3.
I'm getting a day of release, Blue Onyx, so you can come over and play it when it comes to my house.
I'll kill you. That hurts.
Really?
How does that hurt? I'm saying, hey, I'm going to go, ring, 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 ring. You go, hello. I'm like, hey, it's the king. I had Twisted Metal. Come on over.
So basically, like, yay. You're going to tell him I have something you don't
here, you're
going to
sit here, and you're going to watch me play. You.
That's basically what you just said.
They're going to be each other's Valentine.
Aww. Hey, will you be mine?
No.
You're supposed to say yes to make it even funnier.
No, that made it funnier. That was beautiful.
How rude.
So,
I'll just have to go beat a hooker again this year.
Oh, yeah.
Call girl.
Isn't that you?
Call girl.
She what? Takes pride in her work.
No, not the ones on New Year's Street. They say, give me the money up front, and then they try to run.
Okay, anyway.
Both trying to give birth to a child.
So, oh! So, yeah, that is true.
It might be blues.
No!
Let's move on to the demo for Syndicate.
Oh, now he wants to hurry up. Before when the stuff that he wanted to talk about, the things he can move
aside. Oh, come on. We're only like 51 minutes into this. Sorry.
I know.
Syndicate.
Syndicate. This is a demo that he and I got to try.
Okay, I tried to play the demo for this, and she was like, looting, 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 looting. I'm like...
Okay. I wasn't given the option to try it.
I spent like 15 minutes in the frickin' lobby
waiting. It wasn't worth it.
It's not. Yeah. It's not
like
good in my books.
Already. Okay, before
especially the people I was playing with.
I will say single player mode looks interesting. Like
I
it looks.
I could try that.
There was no single player mode.
I know that, but the trailer it makes it look like what Mind Jacks should have been.
Oh, see the trailer.
Yeah, you know what?
Playing
as far
a trailer is hard.
As trailer goes. The trailer for Brink looked really cool.
Yep.
This is correct. This is very correct. But the game itself sucked.
I could, you know, make a trailer of somebody getting going to endoscopy and, you know, make that look awesome. But, you know, having a tube shoved up your ass isn't fun.
Throw rock and roll in there and some odd, like, fireworks and shit.
Syndicate just keeps bringing, like, Brink flashbacks to me.
Okay.
So. Can we start mentioning that horrible game, please?
That's all it makes me think of.
Yeah. Right.
Don't say the name
but,
of it.
But Syndicate.
Syndicate. You and like three other online players are on a mission to take down this general who is almost impossible to kill.
Shoot him in the face, bitch.
I was shooting him in the face. And then I just kept... Wasn't dying. It was saying, I need to be rebooted. I need to be rebooted. Rebooted. I keep... Hello. My character keep going, I need to be rebooted.
Oh, yeah. Nobody would come over and save you.
Exactly.
That was the main thing was when I was playing, I had my headset on. And I'm, like, running around. And I'm blowing things away. And all of a sudden, this person's like, you know, they're going around. I need to be rebooted. Oh, okay. How do you do that? So I walked over. And I'm just like, I'm pressing all the buttons. I'm like, nothing is happening. And then the guy's like, you press the top left bumper, and I'm holding the bumper down, nothing's happening. You're freaking stupid. Fine, suffer, fucker. And I went and started laying waste to everybody else, and he finally came back after I killed everything. I was just like, that's a beautiful game right there. I could just lay waste to everything. But for the most part, the actual gameplay was kind of bad.
It just, I know. I hated the fake lag in the game.
Wicked, yeah.
It wasn't like in Saints Row the Third, where it was funny and intentional.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's a nuisance. And even the characters, even when it wasn't lagging, the characters looked buggy. Like, I get that they were trying to go for, like, the Matrix-y look of everyone.
I think they were trying to copy Battlefield 2142. It felt like they were trying to do that. It kind of had that feeling to it because of the fact that, you know, how they have... It's I don't know how the hell to explain it. It's kind of like the holographic kind of setup like you had when... Mila Jovovich and... God damn it, what was that movie? Where the vampires and...
Ultraviolet?
Yes, Ultraviolet. It was kind of like that, how her sword would come out, you know, in a digital form. It was kind of like that with Syndicate. And I love that movie.
Me too,
I
love it.
The movie is awesome. But for the most part...
I love how she changes her hair.
Me too!
I'm like...
I wish I could do that!
Yeah, I'm sitting there watching it with him, and he's like, dude, will you shut up? I'm like, dude, I think she's getting hotter by each color.
But definitely with Syndicate here, it's like, you know, it felt kind of just, it wasn't that good. It was not, it was, there was kind of a haze in the graphics, it was crap.
Okay.
Utter crap. Although I did, like, you know, the support guy, and I was able to pick off people from the headshots and whatnot.
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
I don't even know how I did the headshots.
You aim for the head and you pull
the trigger? No, that's the thing. For some reason, I was aiming at the guy's arm, and for some reason, I shot him in the head.
That's scary.
That is scary.
But that's the whole thing, is like, it was like a laser instead of like, you know, an actual bullet. So, I don't know.
You were lasering the shit out of them.
I guess so.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, this game, what do you feel on the rating here?
Okay. So there are some elements I did like, some elements I didn't like. I'll give it a 2.8 out of 5.
Good deal.
I see, as he is wincing.
I think 1.8. 1.8. 1.8 for this game because of the fact that it can give it some kind of respectable thing where you can actually move around and do stuff, but the stuff was not that interesting. Okay. And I don't know, I think they've got the future all fucked up, but that's just me.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Send your mount.
Negative 0.
There we go. She got the best
way. I know. I didn't even play, so...
I know.
Once again, doesn't even deserve it.
The loading concept.
No, I was trying to say, it's time to talk about Final Fantasy XIII.
Wait. She can give, you know, her review on the loading. How was the loading process?
Really obnoxious, because I guess it didn't work. Anyways, let's talk about a game that actually was awesome. So I picked up Final Fantasy XIII-2, and it makes me want to... do beautiful things to my Xbox.
Bring the new man of Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay, so Final Fantasy 13, to start off with, was a really cool story. However, my god, that game was freaking impossible.
Too many running around in the halls.
It's just like, oh, I'm going to go down this hall. Oh, look, I'm going to fight this thing. Oh, look, a cutscene. Oh, I'm going to keep running down the hall. Oh, look, a little fight. And then another little cutscene. It's just like, it was that for like hours and hours. I don't know. I never beat the whole game because I just couldn't. I couldn't handle, you know, wasting that much of my life.
I remember someone telling me, wait, it gets better 120 hours into it. I'm like, really?
No, it's not that bad. It's not. I have a friend that's beaten it. It does not take 120 hours. He spent, like, 50 hours, mind you, but...
Yeah. It's still long.
Well, yeah, it's long, but it's a really good story. However, the thing I liked about it, so I put in Final Fantasy XIII-2, I go to the little load-up menu, and it gives me this option to go chapter by chapter of the old game and review the entire story of it, so I could see what happened after the point where I stopped playing, which was really cool. Because I made it to, like, chapter 9 out of 13, which pissed me off, because I was like, 10, 11, 12, and 13 were just blanks. I had, like, kind of heard what happens, but, like, this gives you, like, in-depth, like, it plays little clips of the most important cutscenes, it gives you, like, the whole story of what happened and what's important, so you start off the bat, you know what happens. And then you go to play the game. And you get the most awesome cinematic because it's Final Fantasy and they have to start a game with an amazing cinematic.
Because they see
otherwise it wouldn't be Final Fantasy.
Exactly, and they do not disappoint. You start off with Lightning, who is now in Valhalla, and she's fighting what's his name?
That's
this
cool
bad
name.
Guy.
Not bad guy.
Evil, who's, you know, crazy hair, big sword, like Final Fantasy. And so you fight this guy, and you're using her sweet attacks with Lightning, and she's, like, on her little pony, whatever, which is called Odin, not a pony, whatever. And so then...
I call it a pony.
Out of a time portal comes the new character, Noel Kreis.
Noel...
That's his name.
That's his name?
Noel and Kreis, the last name. I don't know. I don't name the Final Fantasy characters.
Okay, so they took... the Christmas Noel, and put Christ with it.
Yeah.
That's how they did it.
Yep.
That's what they do now. That's what they do for these names. They put a poster board on the wall, and then what they do is they put names in balloons, and they just throw darts at it, and they just, whatever pops out.
I don't know.
Bam, that's
like
a name.
Really fun day at work.
We got some Halloween stuff. Hall Lantern. Hall Lantern will be his name.
Okay. So he pops out, and Lightning tells him that he needs to go find Sarah to help her come to Lightning so that they can change the future together. And Dahl just blindly agrees to do this because he's such a stellar guy. She gives him a boat, gives her Sarah so that she can start taking care of herself, the whiny brat that didn't do anything in the last game except turn into crystal, whatever. So he goes off and he comes across Sarah in the middle of the Nora House, which is the defense league of their land, and they have to start fighting, and for once Sarah fights, it's crazy, and the updates to the battle system is so much better, because before it was just like, just a spam auto attack, like that's all it took, it's just like, keep pushing this one button, and it will just do everything, and it will just make the fight go away. And now there's like time sensitive things, and you gotta go abilities, and changing your ability thing so that you're a different person is much smoother as well, and make the interface easier. And like running around is better. You can actually jump, which is the biggest pet peeve in my whole life when I was playing 13. And so the updates really are like they literally listened to what people didn't like about 13 and they fixed it. And so I love this game.
So they actually gave a shit.
Yes.
Yes, for once.
For once.
Now if they can just fix Final Fantasy 14, we'll be all happy.
Or they just make movies.
Yeah.
I'd be cool if Final Fantasy just starts making movies.
Not these cartoon-based ones that they were doing. Like, they had a cartoon one there. What was that?
Advent Children?
Yeah. No, there was that one. And then
the Spirits Within?
Spirits Within, I think.
I loved Spirits Within.
I liked that one. That one was actually pretty cool.
Like, they have such cool ideas, and people are just like, wow, this game's super long and kind of just very linear. Like, what am I doing? I'm just playing through a movie. It's just like, just make me a movie.
Okay.
I'll buy it.
Movie.
So yeah, that's my fantasy.
Awesome. One of the cool things that I was able to get when I pre-ordered Batman Arkham City was the beta code for Gotham City Imposters, a Team Fortress 2 styled game where you take on different missions either as a group of Batman wannabes or Joker wannabes. Now, for this beta, there was, like, a whole tutorial that showcased, okay, here's how you shoot, here's how you grapple, here's how you use your springy boots.
Slide, skate, everything.
I never got the roller skating part.
I got it.
You got the the point of the roller skates.
You can roller skate around. You don't see those guys, a lot of those guys were killing me because of the fact that they were invisible and rollerblading around. That's what happened to me.
Okay.
Bastards.
So, as some people might see in the game, it's not as, like, realistic as Arkham City was. This is more of a cartoonish setup.
Well, if you said Team Fortress 2, yeah, it's definitely more cartoonish.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I did find that the gameplay could be both chaotic and confusing at the same time.
Just a tad.
Just a tad. I mean, I had some fun playing it, but I have a feeling that some of the people that we're playing against modded.
How the hell could they mod?
Modded controllers?
Oh, well, maybe modded controllers.
It's not like as big of a thing as people think it is. It's really hard to mod a controller to make it better.
Yeah, but if you can buy the controllers offline, that's a different story. Some of these guys have been modding controllers and stuff like that and sell them off for like just the amount of the controller is basically. So, yeah, it can be a pain in the ass.
Mm hmm.
But
yeah, there was the one level where it's like the toxic nerve gas.
Okay.
And then there was the other one where it's like,
with the battery with the demoralizer.
Yeah. Demoralizer. You should give up.
Yeah.
Go back to mommy. You are a loser. Not the sort of game you want to play if you're suffering from a little bit of depression that day.
That or you just have a low self-esteem. You'd be done.
Yes. But
I know, I have a low self-esteem. Shut up. It's funny. Thank you.
But the full game should be coming out, I think, either this week or next week. So I'm looking forward to the full version.
I thought it was already out.
No.
No, beta.
Beta.
Mm-hmm.
There are two Kinect Xbox Live Arcade trial games that myself and Sinemon got to try.
Why did I bother?
First one was Happy Action Theater. How do you really describe this one?
It's like, hey, do you have a 5-year-old? Do you want to get him into playing video games? Well, there's a game for him. It's called Happy Action Theater. He'll just run around your living room playing with things that aren't even there. It's crazy.
You can pop balloons.
You can pop balloons and, like, chase little fishies and juggle fireballs in lava if you can ever pick them up.
And light fireworks.
Yep, play with fireworks.
Which is why I was singing Katy Perry at the time, making fun of that song.
You made me almost lose my lunch.
Why would you make fun of that song?
Asshole.
I love that song.
Oh, I always thought that someone should do a parody video of that and see just a guy running around screaming, being
on fire. How about we do this? You write it, and you send it off to Weird Al, and he'll do it.
Or we can record and set him on fire and record it.
And laugh. No, I'm just kidding.
Anyways, so
more or less,
action theater. If you are not drunk or high and have an IQ higher than a 6-year-old, this probably is not the game for you.
However,
if you are in college with roommates who get drunk a lot and are easily amused, here's a good way to entertain them.
Yep.
Keep them away from your things.
Exactly. That's a good point. That's perfect.
That's like setting a trap.
Yes.
Be like, just stand here and then just watch. Yeah. Oh, look, you have fireworks for hands. Play with them. Sit there going like this.
Look, there's a little city. Hey, step over. Oh, look, he just knocked over those towers. Oh. Yeah,
have you ever wanted to be Godzilla? You can. You could destroy Tokyo in this game.
Oh, great.
So, it's cute. I don't have children, so I don't think I'll buy it. But it was cute.
I have a nephew. I should buy it.
No.
There you go.
He turns 2 in a couple months.
He probably like it.
Not good enough.
Does he like to destroy cities and wave his little arms about? Yeah. Well, there you go. He'll love it.
And he likes to take apart anything with wheels.
Oh, jeez.
Well, at least
sounds like he's going to be a great mechanic.
At least it was better than the other Kinect title we played.
Yeah, okay, so the other one, Rhythm Party.
It's an excuse of a dance game.
It's a dance game where you put your hand into circles as they appear around you. Literally, it's this. You're sitting there going like this. Mm-hmm. And like,
oh, wow, it's the worst version of Dance Dance Revolution with your hands.
Yeah. It's not dancing. It's not even like that. It's just like...
Hand here, foot there...
And put like your it's left foot really in. Slow.
If they made it faster, it seems like it could be fun. Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, it's Dance Dance Revolution with your hands for the Kinect. However, if you want to respect yourself for playing a dancing game, just buy like Just Dance or Dance Central or one of the other actually good dancing games already for the Kinect.
And you can learn about those two specific games with Senyamon's review.
Nice plug there, thanks.
I mean, but let's face it. A dance game is bad when the first song they give you is Vanilla Ice.
Whoa! My nephew made that song look cute the other day.
Oh. It wasn't that song.
It was one of his other songs. He has other songs. Did you know that? Yeah, yes. Like 2 albums of them.
I thought Ice Ice Baby was it.
No.
Yeah, that came on the other day, and my nephew's like, I'm like, wow, I never thought, that song would ever be good again.
So,
damn you, 80s. Anyways.
The final game that's on the list that
we have more.
Final game, Senyamon, we'll talk
also
about.
Also came out this past Tuesday.
Is the very boobalicious.
Soul Calibur 5.
Ooh. Damn, they already came out with a 5th one?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, what characters can you get with this one?
Okay, the special character, the last one had
Yoda. Xbox and 360 and PS3.
Xbox and PS3 get the same special character. It's Ezio Auditore from the Assassin's Creed series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
I'll give him that.
This one's a bit different in the sense that A, there's a crap ton of new characters, and B, they took out a bunch of old characters. So they're switching things up. Sadly, they took out 2 of my favorite characters, Sophidia and Amy.
Dude, that'd be like Mortal Kombat taking out Sub-Zero and Scorpion, wouldn't it?
Don't ever say that.
I know.
I mean, Ivy, you still get Tyrion, you still get Siegfried, you still get Nightmares, obviously still there, but a different guy now. Mm-hmm. Let's see, the new main character is this whiny, terrible little guy. Who's awful.
Oh, I've heard the story mode's not that great.
Yeah, the story mode is different. The old story mode was like, they give you a map, you go to a place, they give you like a chapter to read, which you totally never read, and then you'd start a fight. And then then you go to the next place and do the same thing. And this one, lo and behold, A, there's like interactive things with that little text. Like there's little moving pictures and then even cutscenes at times. It's madness. I mean, the story's still kind of weak. You play as the son of Sophidia, who now has to defeat the other... He's looking for his twin sister, who's been captured by Tira and been infected by the badness of Soul Edge.
I heard there's a bit of an awkwardness between how it's portrayed, the relationship between him and the sister.
Oh my god, when he finally finds her, I'm gonna go and take my sister back to our home where we're gonna live happily forever together.
Okay, I'm awkward. That's just,
yeah.
It kind of, did anyone watch Game of Thrones? You know? Boop! Jamie, Cersei, they're both blonde.
It's... Did you just really do say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Game of Thrones is a great show, though.
It is a good show.
This is a children's program. Wait.
What?
No, it isn't.
Not a whole lot of time.
Depends on what family you live in.
But anyways, it's still SoCal. It's still awesome. It's still an amazing fighting game. I mean, story mode aside, I'm hoping like maybe I can unlock more characters, because like Keelik, they replaced. There's a new Keelik character. There's like a little kid that has a staff. They replaced Talum. They replaced Taki. Volvo's still there. Hooray! Let's see all of the good ones. Cervantes is alive again. I don't know how that happened. He was a freaking zombie in the last game, but whatever.
Well, if you can't unlock them, you can always build them in the create a character mode.
Can you?
You can create characters in the create character mode. You can't, but you have to base it on a character, which means... No.
That sucks.
Amy! I love! She's so cute. She's Raphael's slowly dying girlfriend. Raphael's still back, by the way. Can't get rid of him. Al Ghul is finally gone. That obnoxious prick from the last.
Oh, we hated Al Gore.
Yeah, that's why Sophidia is gone. She died sacrificing herself.
Al Ghul! Jerk.
Yeah, but she went with it. It made it funny until you brought it up.
She was killed by global warming, damn it.
Okay. Man, bear, pig. Anyways.
Half man, half bear, half pig.
What are you feeling as a rating on this? So have you beat the actual...
I haven't finished the story mode. I'm really close, though. I can tell.
And how long has that taken? Like a couple hours?
An hour and a half.
That sucks.
The story mode's never long. Unless I'm, like, horrifically wrong and it just will keep going. However, I really don't like... You know how with all the others, it's like, story mode, pick a character, do their story. This one's like, story mode, we're gonna make you
same
play as
fucking
this...
thing.
Yeah.
Damn that.
The whiny little emo boy.
You play as the whiny little emo boy, you play as his sister. For, like, 2 seconds, you play as the new werewolf guy who's weird.
It doesn't sound interesting this time around. Like, the last one was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, because you got to play as Darth Vader and Yoda.
And The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I don't know. Unless the story mode is like about to like blow my mind, I'll keep it because I want to have like a nice fighting game for when I hang out with my friends, but I'm not all aglow with it. Plus they changed, you know, the very first one, like, just, oh, cow, that guy? They changed the guy.
Bastards.
It's not as awesome.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so what would you give a rating for this?
I'd give it like a 3 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's fair. About halfway.
Yeah. All right. Is that it for the show?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. So, remember, visit our website at b3crew.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
If his segment could have gone any shorter, they'd have shortened our, you know, name now.
Yes. They finally did.
Yes. You can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com.
Except for that one.
I'm on Twitter at king_baby_duck. Amazon at anvil63. There's a fake Blahnik account.
Which he refuses to write on.
I'm not writing on it. Fuck you all. Sorry, but
and
thank you all.
Since you're starting out as freelancer, we can actually throw in your Twitter account if you want.
It's the same as my name.
So so it's Sangamont.
So if you can learn how to spell it, you can find her on Twitter. Sangamont. No. Sacagawea. No.
Sigamon. Go!
I know, every time I hear your name, I think of Pokemon.
Sigamon used French. It's highly confusing.
It's like, battle for the world. Mewtwo okay. versus Sigamon.
Yeah, let's finish saying.
Oh, wait, wait, I'm going to kill you. Mewtwo. Ah, pop! That's wow. my blue.
My turn?
Yes.
I'm fucking confused by what the hell you just said. Anyways, yes, we're on Facebook, so we have the group and the regular page, so you just type in Boston, and then yeah, once you get the bastard, that should be, it should pop up, it should just be there, not even once you finish Boston, it should pop up, but yeah, we're on that MySpace. I actually just looked at it the other day, not a fucking thing on there.
Yeah! So,
I might just delete that anyways. For the most part, yeah, just go and check us out on Facebook, you can contact us that way. Your turn. Asshole.
Fuck you.
Maybe should split it up 50-50 sometime so you do half and right, she does half.
Visit one day. Visit what?
Visit our friends at the Electric Sisterhood. Also check out Geek Aggro, The Vagabonds, Matt the Wad, Phil the Issues Guy, JC Sargent, TPSMMA.com. Also congrats to Matt Daugherty on winning the Golden Gloves. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Here you go. Say a couple of these ones here. Oh, crap. Fucked up the camera, but whatever. Say a couple of these ones.
Dead Pixel Alive. Without Glasses.
Ah,
Game Hounds. Japan Files. The Married Gamers. Gaming Angels. I said them all.
Okay, I think we're good.
Okay, so hopefully when this episode airs, the Patriots will have won, and that Hunter Valentine will know that they'll have to cook for us. Yes.
That's her name, Lauren?
Laura.
Laura, sorry. Laura, food go here when you're done losing.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't cry too hard.
So, if you excuse us, we now have to go and actually start cooking for Super Bowl Sunday.
Food.
Sunday.
New York Giants will be destroyed by the New England Patriots.
With special guest quarterback Gravedigger.
Yes, that would be awesome. The Patriots just stand aside and Gravedigger just lands right on top of their defense with a big friggin' monster.
Get it right. Target.
With special guest, the Gronkinator.
Oh, Jesus.
That sounds mean.
Okay, let's kill this with a fork and put some food.
So until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Luonic.
Segamon.
Anvil.
Saying, you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Yeah.
We are the Bastards.
Join the brigade.